Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet, and it is the almighty Royal Rumble Sunday.
Ow!
We made it. It is another year, 2021. First time on the air this year. Joining me, a great cast and crew. To my left, the returning Robert Space Force. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm glad to be able to watch a pay-per-view with people again.
It's groovy.
That's
it's
exciting.
Groovy. Yeah, yeah.
And it's the Rumble.
It's the big one.
One of the biggest pay-per-views of the year.
A lot of surprises coming.
I'm excited, yeah.
Also here, just lounging in the corner, laying down like a good boy, the Nate Yard Dog.
Oh, woofity woof woof.
How you doing, dog?
The tired yard dog.
You're a tired yard dog? It's fair. Too many walks? Play fetch too much?
I did too much fetch and did too much lounging around today.
Too much lounging? Equal enough sleeping? It's a doggy dog world out there is what we're hearing.
Oh, rough, rough, rough. Speaking of which, hot dogs are good.
Right, he's just throwing that out there. I don't know. Also in here, Lil Dia, how you doing?
Good.
It's awesome.
Hyped up on energy drinks.
That's good. That's a good way to be because we got a long way to go. We got not one, but two Royal Rumbles in store here tonight and some picks. And we're going to get into all that. But last but certainly not least, to my right, the one, the only, Chad Showtime Schultz.
How's it going, everyone?
Rocking the Kenny Omega hair in here. Who do you think you are?
Apparently, I've got a lot of friends in North Carolina.
North Carolina!
I don't know why.
It's fun.
Saying North Carolina, Kenny Omega is not over with me. North Carolina like
Justin Roberts is over with you.
I mean,
that's what I'm
hearing.
He's
soon going to be the champion of two different wrestling
promotions. Is he
wrestling for the Impact one?
Not yet, but it's going to happen.
What, the Impact belt or the...
The Impact belt.
Yeah, the Impact belt.
It's going to happen.
He's not going
to. He can? Why not? Don Callis just giving
to him. Did you see Moxley's feuded with Kenta?
Yeah, I did.
It just happened.
He showed up in New Japan.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that later, you guys. That's another
right,
show.
It's time for the Rumble.
The Rumblest of the Bumblest? I don't know. But
it's a WWE pay-per-view today.
Yeah. First matchup that we got here, Asuka and Charlotte Flair versus Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler for the women's tag team championships.
Ugh.
I've got Nia Jax and her partner going over here tonight because I think there's going to be a distraction from Lacey Evans. It's going to cost
Charlotte
and Asuka the tag belt.
Not again.
Unfortunately, I also have Shayna and Nia going over.
It's a three for
Nia.
You got that too?
Hate so much.
Someone's mad over here that we're all going against her girl Charlotte.
I'm on your side here, little Dia. Don't you worry. I got my girl. Woo! Styling, profiling, and they're gonna walk out of there with the titles,
yes,
just the same way they walk in there. So we're taking the Flares over here on the side of sanity. Now this is most people took Nia and Shayna, I feel. It's pretty split, but on this card, if there's not a Royal Rumble match, it's a championship match. So all these matches are worth not one, but
two points.
That's right. Man, I'm excited. Are you excited?
I am excited. Okay. It's going to be a big night.
Coming up next is one of the matches I'm looking forward to. The head of the table, Roman Reigns, the tribal chief, versus KO Kevin Owens. Who do you got?
I got Roman Reigns.
Easy. You got Reigns?
You can't just beat the head of the table.
I got the head of the table staying at the head and the ass staying at the ass.
Ooh, you can't call KO that.
It's
not
on TV
anyway.
It's not time for Roman to drop that belt yet.
You taking Roman as well?
Oh, yeah.
You taking Roman?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I think Roman's going to hold that belt for like at least another year.
Well, he's going to hold it through Mania, I feel. I feel he's going to hold it
through
Mania.
Mania.
I think, unless I'll get into it later. We'll get into the Royal Rumble. I'll tell you potentially how Roman Reigns loses his title. Don't you worry about it. Let's switch over to the Raw side. Drew McIntyre versus Goldberg.
I've got Drew.
Oh, so it's not Goldberg, just to be clear.
It says Goldberg, but I've been misled before.
I am going to begrudgingly say Goldberg.
Nate Dogg's taking Goldberg.
I think McIntyre's gonna win. I think they're gonna use Goldberg to help push McIntyre even farther as like the current monster.
I think the Miz is gonna cash in on McIntyre if when he wins or mid match and win it that.
Yeah,
way. I think the Miz is.
If Miz is gonna cash in, he's gonna lose again.
No way, dude. No, we need to get that title on somebody that matters. That's what we need to do right there on Raw. Like Drew McIntyre and Goldberg. Does anybody care about this match?
So you want it on the star of Miz and Mrs.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Get over, have Johnny Drip Drip shining it up real nice. Get there. But I took McIntyre mainly out of spite to Goldberg. I don't have any other reason. I just don't want Goldberg to win.
I'm real tired of Goldberg.
Spite is
I'm very tired, but I've seen this story before, and I know how WWE writes this, and I'm not happy about it.
I mean,
spite! Spite!
I don't think Goldberg Drew is going to lose to all.
I mean, to be fair, we never thought Lesnar would lose, and Goldberg beat Lesnar in like
Lesnar
a minute.
Wasn't an up-and-comer.
He also beat KO, like Goldberg did. Goldberg wins when we don't want him to. Because I don't want him to, he's probably going over. Who do you got, Lil Dia?
Oh, shit. Now I don't know. Damn it.
We got her confused.
She's got through, man.
Picks are subject to change until the ringing of the bell.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Hopefully not too much
Confucius.
Later on. Well, the 80-yard dog is awake now. He was the sleepy yard dog. Now he's...
I'm a little calm, man.
Here,
calm,
try
man.
This 18 record.
Is that a good idea?
No.
No.
Like no. Can we refrain from giving the 8-yard dog more caffeine? That is a show policy, I believe we have.
I have not had any caffeine today.
No. Instituted since the great caffeine incident of
2022. I believe it was the great caffeine incident of, I want to say, early 2019.
It's fair.
The time I had four monsters, ooh, that was not
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to knock you down.
We thought your heart was going to explode.
Yeah. Maybe not.
I don't remember.
So it's like monsters bad for dogs. That's what we established in that
well,
that experiment.
This is called
Jay. It's why I'm double fisting the Gatorade.
Absolutely. All right, so next match for the SmackDown Women's title, Sasha Banks, your current champion, versus Carmella and her new gimmick.
Yes, her and her chauffeur.
Uh-huh.
And this is the last non-Rumble match on the card, right?
Yep, that is correct.
Yeah. I don't think it's time for Sasha to drop it yet. I think she's retaining.
You got Sasha?
Yep. I agree.
You got Sasha?
I take no pleasure in picking Sasha.
You got Sasha. You got Nate Dogg.
I don't want to pick Snoop Dogg's cousin out of spite.
Oh, I like that reason.
You guys are telling me you weren't enthusiastic about picking Snoop Dogg's cousin?
I mean, not any more than I would be not picking Snoop Dogg's cousin.
But the thing,
I pick Snoop Dogg's cousin all the time.
Nate Dogg. I know. Snoop Dogg is living the best pro wrestling life ever. He has a track on both fucking WWE and AEW. He did that.
Although he doesn't know how to deliver a splash, that's kind of disappointing.
He's Snoop Dogg. He ain't never climbed that top rope. If Snoop Dogg knew how to do that, I would be a little bit upset about it, honestly.
He gave it a good attempt.
He's not the
AEW.
Snoop Frog. Like,
I'm the Nate Frog sometimes.
Sometimes. All right, and for those of you that don't know, that are new to the show, for the Royal Rumble, not only do we take the winner of the men's, the winner of the women's, we, at the Undisputed Podcast of the World, we also take your final four picks, each pick worth one, whereas your winner is worth two. Therefore, these matches can make or break the whole damn thing. And, we're just going to start with Showtime because I want to put the pressure on you.
Just read me my picks so I can...
Read you your picks! That's what everybody says. All right. For the men's, you have your love of your life, Daniel Bryan, winning the men's. Every year, for the 5 years running, he's picked Daniel Bryan. And then,
I don't know if that's quite accurate. I can't deny it, but I don't think I did it.
We can go back in the archives. We can check that out. Also, in your final four, you got the Rated R Superstar Edge, Keith Lee, and I'm gonna get him, Paul, Jey Uso.
Yeah, I'm not super sure about the top four. I've got Daniel Bryan to win it. I think Edge is gonna go a long way. I think I can see Randy Orton almost making the top four, but I think he's going to get thrown out by The Fiend at some point.
No, you personally had Orton in your final four, and then you made me cross him out.
I did.
I'm safe. Put Keith Lee in there.
I think I don't necessarily even think The Fiend is going to be in the Rumble match. I think he's going to lead to Orton getting eliminated, though.
Fair.
And I think that'll be before the top four.
Gotcha. Robert, you want to go over yours? Seeing how I can tell them to you if you don't remember them.
I have Brian winning.
You do have Brian winning. You guys have the same pick.
Yeah, I used to have Edge in the final four. I used to have him in the final four.
Yep.
But I took him out once I realized found out he was going to be
one or two. Yeah, he's one or two. And
opposite Randy Orton.
Yeah. Okay. It's fair.
Yeah.
And threw AJ in there.
Yeah, I threw AJ in instead of Edge.
Yep.
And I had Keith Lee.
Okay.
And who'd I have as my other pick? Shinsuke?
Yeah, which I don't.
I think that's a good top one pick, honestly. If I were to not do Jey Uso...
I'd either give to Shinsuke or Cesaro. Right now, I'm feeling Shinsuke.
That's fair. We've had some Cesaros in here. I took everybody's picks down earlier, and there's a couple Cesaros sprinkled throughout here.
Yeah, I'm hoping we see Keith Lee come back in a big way and eliminate a few people and make it to that final four spot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fair enough.
That'd be good for him.
Cool. You want to hear what Trebuchet has?
Yeah.
Of course
I want to hear what Trebuchet
has. All right. Starting with my final four, I'll culminate the winner. I'll do a slow reveal for you guys. We'll Spielberg this bitch. Coming in at number four, we have the almighty, Basket is Glory, Mr. Keith Lee. I got to get one of them sweatshirts. You know what, the one where he's pointing up, really, mm-hmm. really, really dope. Like, I like that. I more pointing. He reminds me of Sabu almost, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think we should kill the lights and have Keith Lee
come
out like that.
We need more arm things in wrestling.
Yeah, more arm things, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Tell me if you've heard this one before, you guys. The best wrestlers in the world are Ricochet, Trebuchet, and my next final four pick, Mr. AJ Styles. That's right, he's going to be in there. But I think Daniel Bryan's going to throw him out. I think him and Daniel Bryan are going to have a schmoz, and I don't think either one of them is winning the Rumble tonight. I don't have Daniel Bryan winning this thing. Daniel Bryan is the favorite by a long shot, not only in our picks, but in Las Vegas, too. We know.
Yeah.
We checked. Sports betting is legal in the great state of Michigan, baby. Woo!
Woo!
And we got legal weed. And we got weed. What a great day to be alive. Coming up next is my brand new t-shirt. You see this? You see that right there?
Says, I'm going to get him.
I'm going to get him. And on the back, it don't say Jimmy. It doesn't say The Usos. No, it says Jey Uso. This man is your breakout star last year, and he is going to be in the final four right here tonight. Hmm. That's what I think. And you want to hear my winner?
Mm-hmm.
You guys ready for this?
I think I'm ready.
All right. We are going to have the return of the SmackDown savior. Mr. Seth Rollins is going to win the Royal Rumble. And we're going to have Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. Shield versus Shield. And just book it. Book
I'm
it down.
Flabbergasted. Who's the
face?
What?
Who's the face?
Seth.
Yeah, Seth.
Seth is the face.
Say,
no,
Seth
Roman.
Roman
being the bad guy.
Seth coming back as a good guy.
Yeah, Seth is a good guy, yeah. To save SmackDown from Roman, because Roman's running his reign of terror, if you will.
So you think we're going to get a return of Rollins tonight?
I do. Spoiler, I think Becky's coming back too. All
we can
right.
We'll get into that next.
Those are the winning Royal Rumble picks. Nate Dogg, who do you have?
Hey! I feel like despite you, I should just say whatever you had, but...
I mean, all's fair in war.
And Rumbles.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. For Final Four, let's throw in a Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
Let's throw in a Randy Orton.
Okay.
Let's throw in a Keith Lee.
Uh-huh.
And...
Your winner. Who's your winner?
We'll go Seth Rollins.
I talked him into it! I'm very good at what I do. All right. Spotlight's
hey.
On you, little Dia. Who do you got?
Okay. Four, I got Big E.
Big E. That is a very good pick. I'm like, I wanted Big E in my final four. You got Jey Uso? Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Orton.
Randy K. And winning the whole damn shebang.
Daniel Bryan.
Very solid pick.
I'm changing one of my final four entrants.
Oh, you're killing me here, Robert. What do you got?
I'm taking out Shinsuke, and I'm putting in Jey Uso.
Jey Uso. I'm going to get him. He's going to get him. He's going to get this whole list.
He's going to get him.
He's not going to win.
I love Jey Uso right now. Everything Roman Reigns and the Usos and Heyman are doing, give me more of that. That shit is fucking great.
You think Apollo's going to join the table?
I really hope so. I think that'd be good for him. All right, guys. Also, just some names in other people's Final Four that we didn't mention here. Cesaro, returning last SmackDown. Braun Strowman, he's been in there. And I think that is everybody. Sami Zayn is also in somebody's. But yeah, that's pretty much it. So I think we got a tight lock on this thing. And you want to move on to the Women's Royal Rumble match.
I heard the Women's Rumble is probably going to start out the night. So,
you think that's kicking off at the 7 o'clock hour? Just be 30 women over the top rope? Mm-hmm. No, you're wrong. It's going to be 29 because if it's 30, we don't have a winner. Hey! I know, I'm very good at what I do. Robert, who do you got? Don't start with your winner. Give me your other Final Four. I liked it doing it that way. It was very fun. It was very tantalizing, if you will.
You're going to have to give them to me. Though,
okay, all right. The role model is one of your Final Four, Miss Bailey.
Ah, yes.
You took out Sonya Deville.
Yep.
And you put in Natalya.
After I found out she won that match to get the number 30 spot.
Boom. I did. Yeah, that's good to know. No wonder so many people have Natalya.
I hope.
You know? Yeah. I did not know that piece of information.
I had hoped Sonya was going to win that match. That's why I had her in there.
Word. But, where was that match? Was that on backstage or something? Like,
yeah, that was on backstage.
I was wondering. I'm like, I watched Raw and SmackDown. I did not see this match for the number 30 spot, which is so coveted.
Yeah, backstage yesterday. It wasn't just going to be announced, but then on Twitter, they announced they were going to have a match for the number 30 spot.
Word.
You know, that was after they switched it from they were going to announce a 30 spot for the men's and 1 and 2 for the women's, and then they switched it.
Yeah. I'm like, I know the exact opposite of that.
Yep.
Okay. All right, and then after that, you have Miss Alexa Bliss.
Yes.
Did you see Raw?
Yes, I did.
Did you see her have three different versions of Alexa Bliss? Did you see that? Like she had Alexa's Playground Alexa, which Lil Dia is cosplaying here. And so
a little bit.
Well, I see what you're doing over here. Oh, we're picking up what you're throwing.
And then
down.
She had...
Nephew wanted to play with makeup, so I was like, let's play with makeup.
Like, it's a makeup kind of day. Like, you never know. Like, WrestleMania, I may have, like, Sting makeup on. We'll just be dressed up in here like this.
Let's
just
do it.
And then she had OG Alexa.
Yep. What did she call her? Oh, the goddess. The goddess Alexa. And then we also had Fiend Alexa.
Yes.
Or Sister Abigail. Yes. I love the gloves. Good job. And who do you got winning it? You remember who you got winning it?
Yes. I have Bianca Belair.
Bianca Belair, the EST of the WWE.
Is not going to win.
Very popular pick. You are not the only person who has her.
I saw it. Yeah, it's a popular pick.
You want to hear the Trebby picks?
Oh, yeah. Can we do the Nate Dogg picks first?
If you take the mask off. Take the mask off. Take the mask off. Yeah. Psychosis knows what I'm talking about.
Yep.
All right, Nate Dogg, who do you got? At number four.
At number four, I'll, as much as I hate to do this, probably do the Natalya pick because it's just the smart pick.
True. She's coming in at number 30, so it makes sense.
Yep, word.
I am probably going to... I feel like we may get a surprise entrance this time around. And I'm going to throw in Becky Lynch here.
Becky!
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you've got Rollins in the other one, it makes sense that Becky's be in the other one.
Yep.
Unless, of course, Seth stays home and raises the baby while Becky's out being the man. We all know. We know.
She's a man.
Yeah, Becky does wear the pants.
I know. We all know. We've seen the t-shirts.
Charlotte.
Woo! She's playing double duty tonight. She's in that tag match earlier tonight. And who do you got winning the whole damn thing?
I got my spooky girl, Alexa Bliss.
You got spooky Alexa all the way.
The only reason I didn't have Alexa going all the way is because they just had her thing on Raw for 2 weeks in a row of her fighting Asuka for the title.
Mm-hmm. Well, she should have won the title this Monday, but Randy Orton RKO'd her out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Intergender violence on WWE. Not a thing that typically happens.
Yeah, usually the men and the women kind of don't touch each other, but here, not so much.
Oh, yeah. So. I mean, I guess rules are off when you're part demon.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't it?
Right?
You got him there. I love you.
Ah, fuck him.
He booking it.
Yeah, I'm a fucking.
All right, Lil Dia.
All right.
Hit me up.
I've
with
always
them.
Got my girl Charlotte you, winning. I'm
you
sorry.
Got Flair winning it. She's just coming right out. Always. Number one. Flair always, winning the thingy. Right out of the
always,
gate.
Sorry. Woo, you I good? Did go out of order.
You good? You good?
I got Alexa Bliss.
Alexa, okay.
Natalia.
Uh-huh. Natty.
I want to go with the man, too. You guys kind of convinced me.
She's going
me
Becky
that.
As well.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Showtime laughed, but I know his picks. Do you guys want to hear Showtime's picks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got Nia Jax.
Okay.
I know he doesn't like Nia, but that's a solid pick. Nia's very good.
Yeah.
He's got Rhea Ripley,
mm-hmm.
Who is an NXT superstar who lost the belt to Charlotte at Mania last year.
Yep. Which she should have won. Oh, my gosh. That completely killed her push. It was so disappointing.
Yep.
Well, if it wouldn't have been at... If they would have done the actual event at Raymond James, I have a feeling Rhea would have gone over.
Mm. Yeah.
We'll never know.
Yeah.
We'll never know. He's also got Bayley. So that's solid for you, because you got Bayley in yours as well. And winning the whole thing, like a lot of people do, Miss... Bianca Belair, the EST of the WWE.
I think it makes sense for
Bayley. I think she's the Las Vegas pick to win the whole thing, too.
Probably, yeah. I think it makes sense for Bayley to be going to all the way to the Final Four as well, just because of her ongoing feud with Bianca.
Well, if Bianca makes it, it makes a lot of sense for Bayley to be there.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe eliminate Bayley last, just for that last, oh, she did it. Mm-hmm. I love her. Oh, she's
or
EST.
Like, or say, like...
she's like, no, that's not a Charlotte win.
Or say Becky Lynch comes back. She eliminates... Bayley, and then has a one-on-one face-off with Becky.
That could be.
Wins that way.
That's cool.
It'd be big.
Yeah. And then my picks? Ready for my picks?
Yes.
Guys? All right. Yeah.
I think it's about time for final thought.
All right. Damn it. Not again. I got the light. Shit. No, I'm going to run through these anyways, Nate, dog. You can't stop me. I'm like Miley Cyrus. Can't stop, won't stop.
Bad boys.
Coming in at number four, Charlotte Flair. Woo! She's doing double duty. I don't think she's winning it tonight because she's got two matches. That is, I think she's going to get just tuckered out. She's going to come in at like number 13. She's going to go at like number 28. That's what's going to happen. Next, I got Miss Belair in there doing her hair thing, whipping it around, looking
not
good.
Win.
Not going to win. No, I think Bayley's going out like five and then going to come back in and throw Bianca out, like maybe number four. But next, I've got the man, Becky Lynch, returning, going out number two, but not winning the thing.
It's not a bad thought.
You know why she's not going to win the thing?
Don't say it. I have a feeling I know what you're going to say, Triple J. I don't like it.
Really? What do you think? What do you think I'm going to say here, Robert? I'm curious.
I'm thinking you're going to say Ronda Rousey.
Oh, no, I'm not going to say Ronda Rousey. Okay. I did consider Ronda. Oh. I did consider Ronda. I also crossed out Bayley in my final four just because, but no. I've got Alexa because she's possessed by The Fiend right now. I don't think The Fiend's coming back tonight. I think The Fiend is living through Alexa right now, and The Fiend's probably going to come back at WrestleMania or something. Maybe give us a little WrestleMania pop of it. So that's...
I think they'll tease a comeback tonight. Like, they'll give us a moment where we think he's about to come
probably when Randy Orton's coming out there or something.
Yeah.
It's because they've been feuding. All right. So that is the picks for the Rumble, you guys.
Yeah.
Before we go into final thoughts, I want to announce that I Trebuchet for WrestleMania am throwing the second annual WrestleMania Toga Party. We're going to do that again.
I'm sure
we'll have another pay-per-view or two in between here, so we'll be able to remind everybody again that we're going to do that. But we are definitely going to do that for this. I don't know if we're going to do it for the first day or the second day. I think last year we did it for the first day, so we'll probably do it for the
first
day.
Is it going to be split up?
It's 2 days again this year. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It's They're doing it there this year, and...
Where are they doing it?
I think they're doing it in Tampa, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're doing that in Tampa.
Yeah, supposedly.
They're also going to do... WrestleMania goes Hollywood the year after that, yep. I believe. Yep. And then after that, are they going to Texas?
Yeah, Dallas.
Dallas. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, there's three locations announced just this past coming weekend. The only one that I know for sure it's 2 days is this year's WrestleMania. So that first day... Lock it in your calendars. Get your togas ready. I'm going to be sure to shave everything so I look very nice for everybody. Yes, absolutely. Toga. Yeah, toga. Exactly, Nate Dogg. You're going to
be saying toga all the way until April, baby.
I love it. I love it so much. So now it is time for the one and only Final Thoughts. Go ahead, Robert Space Force.
Oh, man. I'm so excited for the Rumble. It's definitely one of my favorite pay-per-views. I mean, just the chaos of it all. And, you know, I think I'm finally going to take my belt back.
You're bringing your baby back? Currently owned by the Triple
baby
B.
Baby back. Yep.
By,
who didn't even show up tonight.
Did not? You know what Triple B stands for, don't you?
Baby back.
Bitches. Oh, shit. Shots fired. Coming from...
Boom. Woo! Take that to the bank.
That is Robert Space Force, everybody. All right, Nate Yard Dog.
Woof woof, bark, woof ruff.
You can't say that on TV.
We'll bleep that out in post.
I know. Jesus, Jennifer, Nate Dog. All right, Lil Dia, final thoughts.
I'm super excited. I'm jacked up on energy, and I'm ready.
Oh, hell yeah. I love that.
NRG.
NRG. Right.
Chad, final thoughts. He said he needs to know better. Thanks, Chad!
Sorry for all you earbud listeners out there.
Oh, he's back.
My final thoughts were, I was busy taking care of your dog. Don't yell at me.
No, no.
I need to know better, and I love you, and there's nothing you can do about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. All right, and my final thoughts are, I love you, buddy. Thanks for taking care of the dog. I look forward to all the Royal Rumble shenanigans, and... have a good night, you guys. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.
Yeah.